Picture this for a moment. Your business is flourishing, you're turning your dreams into reality, and you have the freedom to face any economic change that comes your way with confidence. Now, hold on to that vision, because attaining such financial stability is well within your grasp. In fact, it's not an elusive dream, but a practical and achievable reality. All it takes is a powerful savings plan. Unveiling the true potential of your business pursuits begins with understanding the significance of a well-structured and deliberate savings plan. If the current economic climate has taught us anything, it's that being prepared for change is essential. A savings plan helps you weather unexpected storms, economic downturns, or sudden market shifts without jeopardizing the future of your business. Neglecting your finances and putting off a savings plan can be detrimental. The longer you ignore your financial situation, the harder it becomes to make real change and secure your business's future. Let's chat savings plans. Take a listen. I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature. Now financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business. Often associated with our personal pursuit for financial security, savings plans for our business can play just as a significant role in securing our business's financial future as they do our personal future. Just like a personal savings plan, building the right savings plan for your business is about understanding the key components needed to meet your desired outcomes, and of course, it'll tell you how then to get started. I know you all like some workable solutions, and I am all for this. So let's jump right in, shall we? When starting out with getting a savings plan in place for your business, the first thing I would suggest that you do is to start by assessing your current financial situation. You might ask, why is this an important first step? Not only do you need to understand where your business stands financially, you need to have a clear understanding as to how relative this current financial position is to the timing of your savings plan development. What do I mean by this? Okay, best way to illustrate this is obviously by way of example. So it's one thing to know that you have, say, $10,000 in your trading account for your business right now. But it's another thing to know what that $10,000 might be needed for and what additional cash is expected in and out that might impact that $10,000 balance. I know it sounds simple enough, but some real thought needs to go into this assessment to be able to develop a savings plan that will work and not hinder your day-to-day financial decisions. Now, I see this all the time. There are business owners having some cash in the bank. They're making the decision to put a chunk of it away and calling it their savings plan, and they put it into another account that they're going to title savings account, only to have to dip back into it about a week later as they've run short on cash to fund the day-to-day operations of their business. This, my friend, is not a savings plan. What you're creating is just another transactional account by which you will move money around in. But beyond that, the real impact here of doing it this way is that most business owners then seem to convince themselves that savings plans just don't work, or at the very least, them themselves can't save. Now, mindset plays a big part in our connection with our financial decisions, and I know I've talked about this before. You see, once we convince ourselves that we can't do something correctly, or that it hasn't worked out the way we'd hoped it worked out, it's really hard to then go back and correct that thinking. So the key is to ensure or to put in place ways of not going down that rabbit hole of feeling as though something didn't work because we weren't doing it properly. Because the thing is, unfortunately, when this happens, the opportunity to develop a robust savings plan that actually does work, like in this instance, it could be lost forever. The point, and there is one, is that the assessment of your current financial situation needs to be done right. So what actionable steps can you take right now to assess your current financial situation? Here's a couple. I would start by looking at, say, a month's worth of financial movements. So literally go and grab your bank transactions for a whole month and understand the outflow pressures on your cash balance at any one point in time. Next up, and in addition, I would learn to understand your revenue inflows or your sales strategies and try and anticipate how your cash is going to flow into the business. Then go on to determine what amount you could comfortably start to save based on all this information and based on what you have financially. Now, by comfort, I mean those amounts that can be saved without the feeling of being left short of cash. It'll also include those amounts that can be saved without the pressure on your current cash obligations. And of course, those amounts that you aren't coming back for in a week's time to transfer back out and to use for your everyday operational expenses. Even if this amounts to $10 a day, so long as it works with your current financial information or your current financial situation, start with the $10. Now, I do want to say that if your business is just starting or if funds are limited, don't be discouraged. Every journey has to begin with a single step. And even small contributions to your savings plans can make a huge difference over time. Start with a percentage of your revenue that might align with your financial capacity and then gradually increase it as your business grows. The key is to develop a savings habit that will evolve with your business's growth. Once you've been through this process, the next step in setting your savings plan up for success is, of course, to set some clear savings goals. Having specific and achievable savings goals is important to making a plan like this work. Determining what it is that you're saving for, whether it be building an emergency fund, funding, say, the expansion of your business, or even investing in new technology. Getting clear on these objectives will provide further support to you in determining how to build the savings plan. And of course, it will set clear expectations around not only how you're going to use those funds, but the period in time in which the funds will become available to you and you would have achieved your savings plan. So let's say your goal is to create an emergency fund equivalent to, say, 3 months worth of operating expenses in your business. If your monthly expenses are roughly, say, $2,000, your savings goal will therefore be $6,000. Knowing this can provide perspective around the step one that we talked about a moment ago. In the example given previously, we talked about possibly $10 a day. Say that's $70 a week. So to reach the $6,000 savings goal, it will take about 85 weeks. Now, if that's what your current financial situation can handle, whilst 85 weeks may not seem desirable, the point is it's doable. And knowing that it will take 85 weeks should actually have some positives in your world. It should take the pressure off. Knowing the 85 weeks time frame can also provide support in this continual review that you can do of your financial situation so that any opportunities to increase the savings amount can be determined and actioned positively and appropriately. Knowledge is power, my friend. Knowledge is power. It's not there to deter you, but to empower you. So your actionable steps here are exactly that. Set your clear intention around the savings plan. Now, it might be a hybrid of any of those, but what you need to do is you need to understand how that can then be reached given the other decisions that you've made previously. Next up, of course, is to open a separate bank account that will house your savings. Research shows that physically moving your savings from your everyday transactional account for your business results in greater savings success. The mere act of removing the cash to show the balance of what's left over to spend in the business based on your operational plan will provide better clarity and ease of mind over spending decisions and habits. Furthermore, who doesn't love watching their bank balance grow? That mental stimulation that we get from seeing our goals, or in this case, our savings plan, play out in our savings account is certainly motivation enough for most to stick to the plan. So your actionable points here would be to research account options that align with your savings plan goals. Think good interest rates, think minimal to no fees, think potentially limitations or penalties on withdrawals, you know, to prevent you from dipping into it regularly. Now, whilst we are on the topic of setting up a separate bank account for your savings to land into, the next step you should take to getting going with building your savings plan for your business is to set your savings withdrawals on automatic. Take advantage of the automation that's available with online banking by setting up automatic transfers from your business transactional account to that new savings account you've just set up. This will create the habit for you. And who doesn't love that on automation? Now, whilst I think about it, if I can just for a minute, when deciding on the right account for your savings plan, as I mentioned before, be sure to also check that you have these features of being able to automatically transfer in. Not many don't these days, but I guess it's safe to say that it can be likely, so it's worth checking in on. It might even pay to see if there's an account that may reward you based on frequency of deposits. You might get some sort of higher interest rate potentially as an added bonus. That would be nice. So your action point here is, of course, to get those automations set up and make it easy on yourself. Now, one last point, and certainly one of utmost importance, as your business evolves, so should your savings plan. Regularly review your financial goals and progress and make the adjustments as needed. Along the way, I want you to celebrate those milestones as well. And if you encounter any setbacks, please don't be discouraged. You need to stay flexible and adaptable, because that's the key to ensuring that your savings plan remains effective in the long run. Remember, building a strong savings plan for your business is not a one-time endeavor. It's an ongoing commitment to the financial success of your business. And it's as simple and as difficult as that. The hardest part, I personally think, is getting started and staying committed. But if you go through each of these steps, adjust your mindset to embrace this plan and create the right habits, you will achieve your desired outcomes. Having a savings plan is not an option. It's actually a necessity for securing your business's future and staying resilient in the face of economic uncertainties, both internally and externally to your business. By assessing your financial situation, setting clear goals, opening a separate savings account, and automating those savings, you'll build a strong financial foundation for your business. Don't let procrastination hold you back. Take control of your financial future, set your goals, and start saving today. You will not regret it. You just need to get started. But my friend, whatever you choose to do today, I hope you make it count.
To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website, www.amybajada.com.au/podcast, where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.